The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one?
Yes, Queen.
You're 90% there.
The one.
The fake tan.
I think I'd fit right in.
BC Radio.
One, two,
let's go.
Scott Mills.
Does this sound familiar to anyone?
Throw it in the window, Gary.
Disgusting.
I don't know what the rules are.
3, 2.
Radio One.
Go.
Today, Scott Mills Daily Podcast is here, including when they decide to put a funny joke or message on the tip jar. Clara's accidental bingo on Saturday Kitchen is one of the best. Me and Grimmy get sweaty together because, as you know, Chris, DJs that train together,
stay together
are on after each other.
Yeah.
And Chris has found out what Zayn Malik's been doing for the last 2 years. He's only at the end of a film. Who knew? Also, people that hate surprises and loads of workplaces that have an alarm to signal it's time for lunch.
Scott, the week's already peaked. Have you seen this? This is amazing. This is Clara on Saturday Kitchen. I know Greg mentioned this.
Do you know what? We had Harry Styles in.
I watched it last night.
Yeah. And in fact, he covered Lizzo's song, Juice.
Yeah. Careful.
Watch it.
Careful. Glad that wasn't me. It's usually me.
The thing is, because the song is called Juice by Lizzo,
yeah,
it's very easy to get your L's and your J's mixed up there.
But also, it's like when you combine names. Sometimes it will sound a bit off-key. Yeah. Jizzo.
Shout out to Clara there for accidental Inuna Bingo.
Lizzo's song, Juice. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope your day is going good. You know we love Becky Hill. Been there since the start, haven't we?
Yeah, she's the best. She's so good.
She's like family to us.
Family.
She's family.
She is, but she is class. When you think how many songs she's been on, made, done, she's, I mean, like legendary songs as well. Such a good voice.
And it all kind of started like with Oliver Heldens Overdrive and just kind of went from there. Obviously, she was on The Voice as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Arguably the only person that you've ever heard of since from The Voice.
I think Tom Jones said that recently as well, didn't he?
Did he?
Listen, don't quote me on that.
The guy that's still on the show.
But I think he was heaping praise on Becky, and rightly so.
Yeah. You always find her popping up on the back of Love Island when something's gone wrong. Becky Hill is our tune of the week. I've heard the new track by Anne-Marie.
Have you?
Yes.
Good?
It's very good. I noticed that she keeps saying on her social, AM2 is coming. Now, I'm assuming that is the same person. It's not, like, not another Anne-Marie. It's just like the next phase of her career.
Yeah, I think I saw something. Has she done what other people do on their socials just before they release a song and they sort of cleanse it all? I think I've seen her doing a bit of that.
Oh, is she cleansed?
I'll check it out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, listen, I got that wrong. It wasn't a full Instagram cleanse. Not one of those where you unfollow absolutely everyone except one. It's like yourself. And then all the pictures vanish and it's just a pink square.
Yeah.
She did do a pink square a while ago, but I think that was for something else.
Do you remember when Zayn Malik did a complete clear out and now only follows on Instagram? I think about 10 people, but one of them is me because I made him do it when he was in the studio.
Oh, clever.
So if you look at his Instagram, it's like me and Drake, basically. That's
right.
It.
Can someone tell me where he is now, what he's been up to? I'll tell you why. I was watching Aladdin, because I was like, they've done a remake of Aladdin, so I was intrigued. And at the end of it, you know, as you're leaving the cinema, the music that you hear on the credits, I was like, that voice sounds familiar. He's done a version of A Whole New World.
Has he?
I'm pretty certain it's him. And I was like, is that what he's been up to? Like, how have I missed that?
Well, that's gone under my radar. Let's find out if that's true.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Listen, it was Zayn on Aladdin. It really was him. This is him. This is at the end of the remake of Aladdin.
So you're walking out of the cinema, you're like, I recognise that voice.
And I've been wondering what he's been up to. By the way, when did they remake Aladdin? Like, that seemed to have passed me by.
All of this has passed me by.
Will Smith, legend.
That voice, though. He needs to come back and do something, because arguably the best... should I say that? Arguably the best voice of the One Direction lads,
well, maybe
in
this,
my opinion.
Did this get released? Maybe this needs to happen. Maybe.
No, I don't want this released.
No?
I want new music, please. No one needs another version of A Whole New World. Thanks, though. Yes, Zayn.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Lewis Capaldi's just sent us some merchandise, and... Chris is now wearing a Lewis Capaldi eye mask with his eyes on, and it's really horrible.
It's great because I can still talk, but eyes wide open.
No, take it off. I can't do the show with like that. Sorry. Okay, Doja Cat coming up. And years, please take it off. Take it off. It's like Masked Singer.
I love it.
I really don't like it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We touched on this last week. People that hate surprises. And then Chris revealed that he is actually one of those people.
Yeah, I just don't think it's worth all the effort that goes into a surprise. Definitely not.
Then one of our listeners reminded us that for a couple of years ago now, I actually did turn up in New York to surprise you for your birthday.
Yes.
You seemed to be excited by that at the time. Turns out you don't like surprises, so I actually secretly hated it, which I didn't know for the last 2 years.
But I'm not alone on this.
Oh, there's so many. We've got some of your calls coming up.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris is still wearing his eye mask. Take it off.
But it doesn't look any... I mean... Things with an eye mask, I should be able to put that on and look like Lewis Capaldi, but you really don't.
You don't. Ollie?
Yeah, hello?
Is there an alarm?
That's all right. It's just to say that it's lunchtime. Don't worry.
What do you mean? You have a lunchtime alarm?
It's like, you know the theme tune out The Simpsons where he drops the little glowy thing and it goes down his top and everyone just walks out?
Yeah.
Crazy. Your lunchtime alarm sounds like some sort of nuclear warning.
Where do you work?
I work in a factory in Chichester. They make hoses and stuff.
Right. I mean, I have never heard a lunchtime alarm. It's like a lunch bell off of school.
Yeah, really don't want to keep you as well, because obviously it's your lunchtime.
Well, it's all right. It goes 5 minutes before, so we get to go and wash our hands, and then it goes at lunchtime. So they like to treat us like the adults that we are.
Right. If anyone else has a lunchtime alarm, please can you message us now on 81199? I want to hear them all.
Yeah. We should get them on, actually. Yes, we could be there for when your lunchtime alarm goes off.
Yeah.
That was so extra.
I know. Also, thinking of possibly introducing a lunchtime alarm into the actual show so that everyone knows, because we are at lunchtime.
It might go well, yeah.
Yeah. You've given us a great idea, Ollie. Anyway, that's not why you're on. You're on because your wife hates surprises.
Yeah, no, she's not keen. It didn't go down too well last time I tried.
Go on.
So last Valentine's Day, so it would have been about this time last year, I thought I'd be a really good egg, a good husband, and book a surprise weekend away in Portugal for me and her for Valentine's Day. So I booked it, found the dates, and checked with her parents about having our daughter for the weekend, and that was all sorted. So I had childcare booked, I had flights, hotels, transfers, you know, little days out on a boat and all this stuff booked.
You're the best.
Yeah, you're the dream.
Yeah, I did try really hard.
You annoy me, people like you. I bet you had an itinerary as well, didn't you?
Why is he annoying you?
Because I think he's been a bit of a sellout in this situation. Because the thing is, right, there's an expectation that people should do this kind of thing for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But it is just a weekend, right? He's had to go to Portugal. He's planned that. He's got a little boat trip. No doubt the room was lovely. There'd be petals on the bed, that sort of thing. It just makes it harder for everyone else.
Ollie, take no notice of him. He's just jealous because he's not as organised as you, OK?
OK, all right.
There's an element of jealousy here. Just, I know this guy well, so I'm just saying. Anyway, OK, well, you've done a lovely thing.
Yeah, so a couple of days before we were supposed to fly, I gave her a card with all the details in. She opened the card and started reading through it. She was like, what's this? And I said to her, I was like, have a read of it. And she was like, why is there flight tickets on it? What's going on? So I explained and I told her what it was. And I said, you know, I know you've been saying you want to go away for a weekend away together. So I booked this for a surprise. Your mum and dad will be here tomorrow to have our little girl for the weekend. And, you know, we're going away for the weekend, for a long weekend, to just chill out and get some sun and booze and food and all that sort of stuff.
Lush.
And she completely lost the plot.
Okay, right. Why?
So she's a bit nervous flying, so that was the first problem. And then she said that because it was a surprise, she didn't have time to pack or get what she wanted or choose her clothes or any of that stuff. So she refused to go.
What do you mean?
We never went on the holiday. She completely point blank wouldn't go with me. Oof. The best part was obviously the next day her mum and dad turned up thinking, you know, we're off for a lovely weekend away together. And we're midway through having a bit of a Barney because I've booked a holiday that she doesn't want to go on. So then we've got the awkwardness of trying to explain to them why we're not going on holiday. And then they said, oh, well, we'll take the little one for the weekend anyway, so you guys can have the weekend to yourselves anyway. And she tried to sort of pacify me with a trip to Go Ape and a meal out.
I mean, it's not quite the Algarve, is it? But yeah.
Well, no, but just as I was starting to enjoy myself at Go Ape, a text through from the hotel company saying, oh, don't forget, you've got your boat trip around the caves tomorrow, so make sure you're there for 9 o'clock.
Oh, God. But you were at Go Ape, though, so every cloud.
Well, yeah, no, every cloud has a zip wire.
Oh, God, right, I'll let you go. The lunchtime alarm's going off.
It's going again, yeah, I know.
Good.
Right. Going.
Go and have your lunch.
All right, brilliant. Cheers, guys. Bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Katie in Essex says the jam factory in Tiptree has a lunchtime alarm that most of the village can hear. I want to hear that. It also goes off at the start and end of each day, like, we're making jam. At the end, we've finished making jam for
put
the
down
day.
Your jam.
Yeah.
I like this message from Grace. Says, Scott, Chris, our lunch bell is also the fire bell, so it's a constant guessing game as to whether the bell will stop, brackets meaning lunch, or continue ringing, brackets meaning fire. The building's on fire.
Great, okay. Yeah, maybe get a different alarm for that. Interested to hear your work alarms. So many people make Radio 1 the choice to listen to in their workplace.
Yeah.
As a result of that, I'm also getting loads of emails forwarded on from you. You know those really petty internal emails that get sent to all staff? We're not naming any names or any companies, but a load of you have been anonymously forwarding them on. I've got another one for you next that was sent to all the staff in this company.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thanks for forwarding this on. I won't give your name or the name of the company, but we've all had emails like these sent to the entire staff.
If you open the fridge today, you will notice that it, one, smells different, two, has a lot of newfound space in it. Why is this? Well, one of us is a moron and put an open milk bottle in the fridge on its side, which leaked everywhere. So what is the new smell, you ask? It's called clean. I have purged the fridge this morning and found, one, cheese that spoke to me, two, out-of-date fish sticks, three, potatoes with more new growth than the economy has managed in 35 years. I hear you say, that sounds disgusting. Yes, it was. So please take some responsibility and manage your stocks. I would sign off with thanks, but that would be disingenuous.
Oh, it's when you've got to type the reply to that, Scott, and you just want to type something, don't you?
Yeah, I'm typing
but
it now.
But then you type it and you type the words, get in the sea. But then you don't hit send.
Yeah, but you type it anyway, don't you? Mm. Nice topical lol economy joke there as well, guys. Keep them coming in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I will mention no names or companies.
BBC
Radio
1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Kanye West, Rihanna, all of the lights on BBC Radio 1. This is Scott Mills.
Still a tune, that. That is my walk-on music, that one. You know where you've got to choose a song that you're going to walk on to? With me and my mates, we do these nights where we do darts nights.
Right.
In each shed. And
that's yours?
Yeah, we each have a walk-on song. That's my song. Listen to the start of it.
In a shed?
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm sure we've talked about this. Have we not talked about this? So, yeah, me and my mates, we'll get a load of pizzas in, a few beers, and then we do walk-ons for the darts. Because, you know, obviously the darts. And then, yeah.
Chris Starr!
Yeah.
In a shed in Watford.
Yeah, so I just... Yeah, well, Kenton. Oh. But I stay...
Sorry, Kenton.
I stand there, dressing gown, hood up, and then walk on.
Oh, God, I need to... Why have I not been invited to this? It's not really my scene.
You wouldn't take it seriously.
It's not my scene, no. Okay, every week we get one of life's extraordinary people on the phone to ask them anything. We don't know who this is, but... Caller, who are you and what do you do?
Hello, my name's Caroline Robbins and I used to be a professional chocolate taster for Mondelez International, the Cadbury's owner. Ask me anything.
Oh, here we go. We've got a professional chocolate taster here.
Okay, this is exciting, isn't it? So, I mean, what makes you the right person to be a chocolate taster? Have you got a heightened sense of taste?
Well, yes, that's kind of it in a nutshell. There's no right or wrong to being a chocolate taster. Really, it's all down to the person themselves and, you know, what is in their mouth. It depends on the number of taste buds they have.
When you taste the chocolate at your level, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I'll just have a little bit and enjoy it. What are you doing then? Do you, like, swill it around your mouth?
I can bore you senseless with that. So when you're a chocolate taster and when you get into our role, you never eat chocolate the same way again.
Why?
So, well, because you're always assessing it as you're tasting it. So first of all, you know, you smell it, you sniff it for its aromas. You want to see what scents emanate from it. Then you put it into your mouth and first of all, you bite into it and you want to see, is it hard to bite? Is it firm? Is it smooth? And then we go on to flavour. And this is all done. This is what the panels do professionally. But this is what I do now personally. Whenever I'm eating chocolate, you can never just pop it into your mouth and eat it normally. You're thinking, oh, yeah, this is really caramel. This is really milky.
Here's my thing, right? You know your company.
Uh-huh.
Right, when I go abroad, why is there more options than here? You've got Cadbury's, Caramac, you've got Dream, Top Deck, Lamington, Popcorn. I don't see them here.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to Australia, sadly, but I know that there are a lot of different sort of variations of Cadbury's product.
Yeah, they've got mad ones.
Yeah, they are very different. And actually, you can get very artisan little shops around the UK that you will sometimes see these products in.
Can I ask why the company that we can't name anymore, the obvious one, why haven't they got into chocolate body paint?
Oh, chocolate body paint.
Yeah, like good quality stuff to lick, you know, because it's always cheap stuff. I don't know how you'd cope with it, because obviously you've got a heightened nose twirl.
Do you know, you're right, and I've tried that, and you're absolutely right, it doesn't work. No, I'm only joking. But do you know what? That is something that I might feed back to my manager.
Hang on a minute, because okay. That would sell so much. So if you do end up making chocolate body paint now, we all know where this started. And I will be expecting a major kickback.
Do you want me to come and, you know, taste test it for you?
Yes. Well, that'd be weird. So who's wearing the chocolate, me or you?
Put that through my panel of ladies and we can all sit there licking our arms. No, that would be really unique. And I think you might have captured a niche in the market there.
Okay. She said arms. Yeah. And that's all fine. I like the idea that I then get summoned to Bourneville and I arrive there. I'm laid out on a table covered in chocolate body paint and let the panel have their go in a nutshell.
Also, they don't have the Vegemite flavour here, which I really want.
I know. And I've heard of Vegemite, but sadly here we've not had any dealings with Vegemite.
Not available here.
It's not available here at the moment, no. Nah. Oh, well, maybe we can do a body painting that or something.
That's too many worlds colliding. The body paint thing is going to be a deal between me and you there. And,
perfect.
Yeah, and we can get to work on that.
Name the day, we'll be there.
All right. Great to speak to you, Caroline. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Obsessed when we spoke to Ollie, our caller, earlier, and he told us that he has a lunchtime alarm that goes off at his work. This is not like a solo thing here. Like, so many factories listen to us, and because so many people work in them, there is an alarm that goes off at lunchtime and also at the end of the day.
Well, we don't have it here.
We don't.
We're missing out.
But I'm thinking introducing one for the show because our show is on at lunchtime. Here's Ollie's. That's when you know it's lunchtime. If you've got one in your work, text me 81199. Keen to get you on.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Damien?
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. How's your day going?
Yeah, not too bad. I'm just trying to negotiate tons of road closures at the moment on the way to my next site. I can't go anywhere without there being a road closed at the moment.
Oh, tricky. We're having a right Monday. What do you do, Damien?
I am a pest controller based down sort of near Glastonbury in Somerset.
Oh, nice.
Okay,
nice.
What's the biggest footprint that you've ever seen of pest?
Well, today I currently come across a footprint that would quite easily relate to a tiger or a leopard, which I'm sure is slim for this part of the country, but it was big. I literally had to take pictures of it and put my hand next to it.
That's not
scale.
A pest.
That's not a pest. That's, you're talking about a tiger there, Damien.
Well, it depends who's dealing with it, in which case it might be a pest.
Right. One, I don't think they've got tigers in Glastonbury. Two, what do you think it could be? Because it's obviously not a tiger or a leopard, or is it?
If it's a dog, it's a big dog.
Wow. Once again, not a pest.
It was huge. Okay. No, it was abnormally huge. And it took everyone, I had about five or six people looking around me at it as well. And it was like, whoa, what on earth is that?
All right, Damon, you get the honour of choosing Monday's bangers first of the week. I don't know who you normally go for. Is it Scott or me?
It's literally going to be if I like the tune. It's okay. 50-50 between you guys.
All right, mate.
All down to the track. Here's what I've got for you, Damien. I thought I'd go like well cheery for a Monday, and I chose Clean Out My Closet by Eminem.
Oh, big fan of Eminem.
All right, my banger for you, Damien, is this. It's a good one.
Hello!
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 This is Martin Solvig. Song's called Hello.
And you're saying,
because it's like you're saying, hello, I'm here. And I love this song. Yeah.
Yes, okay.
It's a close one. It's going to be a close one. But on this occasion, I think I'm going to have to favour Eminem more. Sorry, Chris. Okay.
Where's my snare? For as long as anyone can remember, births, deaths and marriages have been as certain as food, air and water.
We love talking about births and marriages, but when it comes to that D word, we've run a mile.
It's understandable, right? Because it's not easy to do. So when's the right time to talk about it?
My name's Melina, and I say now's the time.
I'm Saima, and together, we're going to kill it. Join us for our new podcast called Fresh to Death,
where we talk about dying so we can get on with living. Fresh to Death.
Download and subscribe now on BBC Sounds.
Happy Monday, everyone.
Good morning.
That was Eminem and Cleaning Up My Closet, my cheery banger today. Where's my snare?
Oh.
Where's my snare?
Oh! I'm putting that on the Who list. I mean, people that wanted an upbeat song, your one, Martin Solvig, not that happy, actually.
It's a democracy, mate. The people chose, well, a person chose.
One person.
Representing the people there.
A pest controller chose Eminem, and that's just the way it is, everybody. That was Cleaning Up My Closet, today's banger. Shout out to Clara again on Saturday Kitchen for doing this accidental bingo.
Do you know what? We had Harry Styles in.
I watched it last night.
Yeah, and in fact he covered Lizzo's song, Jizz.
Yeah. Careful.
Watch it.
Careful, glad that wasn't me.
Also, I like it that Clara immediately tweeted, oh, Scott's going to have a field day, or Greg. Damn right.
The Scott Mills Daily. One.
As many of the things on our show do, this started off as a pub conversation between me and Chris. You know when people decide to, instead of just putting, here's the tip jar, have slightly wacky messages on the tip jar?
One.
Like the one we saw. Just put the tip in and see how it feels.
Yeah, it's all that kind of thing. It's to encourage the money.
Yeah. Even the Titanic tipped, etc. You got any? 81199, you must have seen these when you're out and about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We've all seen them and sometimes cracked a smile or sometimes, eye roll, feeling tipsy? Show us your tips, etc. Yep, some people really like to go to town on the tip jar. Sam, where were you when you saw yours?
So I was in a bar in Camden.
In that London?
Yeah.
Okay, who were you with?
I was with my mum and my stepdad.
And what did it say? London's famous for its wacky tip jars. We've seen a lot.
So it said on it, not sure if this is a tip jar or a polite mugging. So I had to put some money in it. So I don't know whether I've been politely mugged.
Yeah. Did you put the money in because you thought it was just really clever what they'd done?
Yeah. I thought it was so clever. I think I put like £2 in.
Because that's what it is a lot of the time, isn't it? It's trying to get you with humour. So they do a joke. So it only works once because then you obviously know the joke. You're not going to tip again, but I suppose that's all they want, really, isn't it?
There's a cafe near here which is full of hipsters and they always have a sign outside. It's a Scandinavian cafe. So it says things like, Abba, nice day. or there was a joke on there the other day. I think it was, why did the hipster burn his mouth? Because he drank his coffee before it was cool.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Well, they got you. You did tip.
I did. I tipped £2.
And in a way, it was a polite mugging.
Yeah, literally. That's what I was saying. I don't know if I've been politely mugged or if I'm just that generous.
Where are you from, Sam?
I'm from Huddersfield.
All right. So, yeah, you paid like London prices for a pint, £12, and then plus two, £14 there.
Yeah, I know. And I bought the round as well, so it wasn't just my pint.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Prove to us that you've got a bigger tip than the guy stood behind you, Lee in Cumbria. Saw that on a tip jar in Manchester. Someone has to think these up. Maybe like we'll get some people on that like actually think these up. Or did people just look at a tip jar generator on the internet?
There must be. There's so many of these coming in as well.
Some of them really can't say. Do you remember that delicatessen down the road? And like, that is a tip jar. There is a tip jar.
Yes.
But also there's a little bell there, the one that we go to for pasta
sometimes. Yeah, but I don't understand what you're meant to do, whether it's like you can only ring the bell if you've done a tip, or you put a tip in, then they ring the bell in your honour. Not sure.
Well, do you remember what it says on the bell?
No.
Ring for...
No.
See, that's a different thing, isn't it? And then there's a separate tip jar next to it. Don't really see the point of the bell.
Scott Mills.
I love this. Sal's been on from Worcestershire. Went out to a very famous London restaurant that's really high up in the sky at the weekend. There's several of them at Spine Recovered. The waiter's like, so the service charge is split between all the staff. However, if you do want to give me some money personally, that's very welcome.
So wow. It's a tip on tip.
Yeah. Also, love that now tip jars sometimes are like only have card payment. Love that.
Scott Mills.
Any more good ones coming in, Chris?
Every time you don't tip, a child gets a mullet.
Wow.
That's quite a popular one, apparently. Yeah. On a scale of £1 to £10, how attractive are you? Then you put in the coins.
One of the team just said this is why he's actually scared to go to America, because the tipping thing there is really on, and they get really annoyed when you don't. I was in a restaurant in Miami once, and I think I gave the lady $3. She actually threw it in my face. I was like, that's an insult. You can have that back.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, here's the thing. I don't think I'm going to leave the studio from now on during the show. I don't.
Well, don't then.
Don't. What did you play this time?
I just think most people think that you're in here for the full time, and they should know you're not. So it's just my little way of saying it's me.
Sometimes I just need to go and have a little walk and have a little think.
That's cool.
During the show, all
that's,
right?
But that's absolutely fine.
Just a little think is, about not, how it's going.
Listen, mate.
Like, good, bad.
I haven't got any jingles. I haven't got anything like that. So the nearest I can do is bang in a Mrs. Doubtfire-esque hello occasionally.
Is that what happened there? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, people definitely know when you're at the decks now, don't they? Was anything else in there?
I might have whacked in a quick disgust then, but that was only because it was Beaver.
All right.
So, yeah.
See, I think this is you angling towards getting a full name credit on the
one
show.
One day you're going to sneak out, right? And the hello, Chris Stark. Radio 1.
There is one that exists.
BBC Radio 1. Christopher Stark.
Maybe I just do that.
Yeah. Do that next time. Really make your mark, you know?
The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, I can't sleep until
I feel your touch. The Weeknd and Blinding Lights on Radio 1. I know I said it last week, but that could be number one on Friday.
You said
really?
That. Yeah, you did say that last week.
I do
week.
Say it every week, but it could be this week.
It's a random one to be number one, isn't it?
But yeah. Also, that's a kind of nonsense thing to say. It could be.
Yeah, I could be.
Yeah, I could be.
Well, you're not going to
anyone
be.
Could be.
Yeah, anyone... Look...
Chris Stark might make a banger tonight,
this
for
what
you
I mean.
Know.
That's hardly informed, is it?
I'm saying it's a strong contender,
Weekend
guys.
Could be number one.
Did no one listen to the official chart? Did no one listen to the official chart first look with Kel and Katie yesterday? It's there. It's
I could
one.
Listen this week.
You could. Hi, Grimmy.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
Nice to see you yesterday.
Oh, my God. I know, dead nice to see you yesterday.
So you two gym together now,
well,
right?
Well, here's the thing. We have done. We have
done. We have
together.
Done before.
But we were in the same class yesterday morning. Only
so rude.
Only
so
he,
weird.
He didn't see me.
Yeah, I didn't see Scott, but I saw some of Scott's pals. And I was like, I wonder if Scott Mills is here. And I was trying to look around and I couldn't see you. And then when I got out, there he was.
You
I was
didn't arrange this then. This is just
no,
a
this
coincidence.
Was pure coincidence.
But I thought you would be there as well. And then, sure enough, I saw you. Then you changed your bike because yours was wobbly.
Yeah, it was
I saw
wobbly.
It all happen because you were literally in front of me. If you, if at any point you'd look to your left, you would have seen me, but you never looked left.
I never looked left. Famously.
I was right up in your face. I was like the next bike along.
Okay.
Does that annoy you?
Well,
though,
it's a bit weird to know that you watched.
I was watching the whole thing.
My
yeah.
workout.
Yeah, because you need to be behind, really.
Yes.
Because Scott could go as slow as he wants on that bike, right? But the pressure's on you.
The pressure
there.
Was on.
Also. Your rhythm is excellent.
Thank you, Scott.
You are
Mills.
So in time with the music.
Was I?
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, Scott. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Also, the lady behind me tapped me on the shoulder and went, excuse me, Scott Mills? I was like, yeah. She's like,
why are you waving at him? You work with him? And I'm like, no, I'm trying to get his attention because I was going, ah!
But it's like, it's a dark room as well.
Like, do you not speak? Like, you see him every day. Are you not friends? I'm like, yeah, I am.
Oh, people probably thought we had beef, just right. Like ignoring each other on spin bikes.
We haven't. Anyway,
big
today.
Big day beef.
I'm ignoring him at spin.
I'm not going to talk to you at spin.
The gayest beef ever.
No way am I turning to my left for you.
I can't even see you.
I can't even see you. Yes.
Oh, yes. So it's coming here.
Anyway, the original. Yes. Back to the original plan.
Dua Lipa's coming to co-host the show today. So amazing. She's going to be in between 6 and 7. She has a wonderful new song. It could be number one.
It could be.
On Friday because it's released. It's called Physical.
It really could be.
We have a few things planned with Dua, but I thought you guys would like this and maybe people would like to get involved. The song is called Physical. If you are doing something physical today, be it a spin class with someone you work with, be it you're moving a wardrobe up the stairs, be it you've got a very heavy dog to take to the vets.
Anything.
I don't know. They're the three physical things I could think of. Mm. If it's an audible noise, could you send it to us, please? And it could be a groan of ooh, or a oof. And we'll play these to Dua. Mm.
So how do you send in your noise? Because this sounds fun.
I think do a voice note and email me, grimmy@bbc.co.uk. Probably okay. The easiest way. So, and then Dua can guess what you're doing. You could be doing anything that's noisy.
Okay. So if you have something strenuous planned in the next few minutes / hour or so...
Yeah, it's not until 6.
Then send the noise as you're doing it, please. Send it on a voice note to email... grimmy@bbc.co.uk, and then imagine
where
that.
Are you going to be later on?
I'm actually going gym.
What time are you be in the gym?
I can be there at 6.
Please send us a gym noise.
Shall I?
And we won't tell Dua what it is, and then we'll have to guess. Oh, also tell us what the noise is, and then Dua will guess what it is.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. If you liked this, tell everybody, share it, spread it. Tell them to get Radio 1 Scott Mills Daily on BBC Sounds.